B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The front end was totally destroyed. The bumpers, everything was destroyed. Airbags deployed, all of that. And however, thankfully, the interior was more or less intact, which kind of gave him the cushion to survive otherwise would have been a fatal crash.
That's the voice of Alex Villanueva, the L.A. County Sheriff, who spoke yesterday in a press conference following the crash that Tiger Woods had yesterday morning. Hawthorne Boulevard is where Tiger Woods crashed his vehicle. Officials say it is a hot spot for car crashes.
What did the sheriff call the people that stopped, like Lucy onlookers or something? The two people stopped to look to help or something, and then there was another wreck because somebody came flying down because they were pulled over. There was another wreck after Tiger's wreck.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I know that according to that press conference yesterday, it's easy to hit 65 miles an hour if you're traveling at a typical speed and not riding your brakes.
I bet I can 80.
On the way down. So most people ride the brakes as they're coming down that section of road because they have to.
No brakes, huh? Whew. I bet he was on his phone.
Distracted driving.
Because supposedly, according to one of those producers that was doing the show, saw him in the parking lot speed off. He was on his phone, looked angry, looked bothered, sped off, was probably en route to wherever the hell he was going for the next shoot. And looking down, like, are you kidding me? Like, maybe whether he's late, I don't know. You know, but distracted, looking down, next thing you know, holy crap, I just flew the median. That's how you don't brake. It's hard to believe he's like taking turns and not braking. That curve came up on you quick.
So according to that TMZ report, he looked impatient and agitated.
Yeah.
Since there was a delay in being able to drive off the property. So I assume there was a delay in getting the vehicle or the car was boxed in.
And the producer
and
was so bugged.
Be somewhere. Yeah. He was on his way to a filming of some sort. He's been doing a golfing with celebrities, right? That's what's been going on.
Yep.
That he's filming out there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So maybe he was late. Maybe he's, I don't know.
But the other producer, one of the producers of the other shoot, saw him leave, and he was so bugged.
He almost hit the person, right?
Yeah, that he was so shook up by it that he told, like, oh, my God, this guy, Tiger flew off like crazy.
Yeah.
And then, bang, the accident happened. So
we've got that in the mix today as we talked about what happened with that yesterday and his future. Now that we know it's not life-threatening, now that we know that the injuries are related to his tibia, and fibula, and has had multiple screws put into his ankle, which was reportedly shattered. He's had rods inserted. He's had multiple compound breaks with two separate exits of the leg.
The additional information of the soft tissue and muscular area where the swelling occurred to where it needed to be released. Like, I played with a guy that snapped his leg in half, and it was compound, and the bone was sticking out. And that's the ones that I talk about where they drill you and pack it with gauze. That's how they release the pressure. Take out the gauze and then antiseptic and then put the packet back in. It's not pretty. He's got a long way to go. Oh.
Well, that was the report I saw this morning that said, you know, the whole idea of releasing the pressure and removing the muscle
tissue. Like Alex Smith's leg.
No.
Right. Trauma to the muscle and soft tissue of the leg required surgical release of the covering of the muscles to relieve pressure due to swelling. They say if you don't do that.
It's compartment syndrome is what it is, right? That's why you've got to be like cut it and slice it and leave it
open.
It was a doctor on the Today Show this morning that said whenever you're dealing with open fractures, right, where the bone is actually breaking the skin and then you've got the swelling that's occurring underneath, he said, the main fear there is infection and loss of blood flow to
nerve damage, blood flow
nerve
problems,
damage,
yes.
blood flow, and then you're talking amputation. So they don't want to do that, obviously. So they take these measures to reduce swelling and to take the pressure off the nerve and to allow blood to flow to the places where it still can. So they you know, eliminate the need to even, you know, discuss that right away.
He's coming back.
And then Zoe sits there and says, he'll be back.
Well,
he'll be back.
That's all I need to hear. He's coming back.
I can't even read the details of this.
You know,
He
should be focusing on how do I live a normal life?
How do I walk?
How do I walk
in a somewhat normal fashion
after this is done?
Right.
I think he's got enough money.
That's where it's going to start. Well, money is only going to, you know, get you so much. Yes, he will have access to the best care and the best rehab and everything else. And I want to believe it, too, because of the number of times he's defied expectations all along the way and coming back from various injuries, which I hate to point out again, most of the time are self-inflicted in one way or the other. But in order to get back to the point where he can stand and walk and put all that pressure that you need to, and you know, to exert on your legs to swing the golf club like you have to at that level, there then becomes the issue of walking 18 holes on a 7,000-yard hilly golf course 4 or 5 days in a row in the middle of the summer. And that is, you know, to anybody who says that's not a part of the game, I would challenge you to go walk 18 holes on a long golf course 4 days in a row in the middle of the summer. See if that doesn't take anything out of you. That is part of the game. And if he can't do that, if he can't do the walking part, forget about just, you know, walking and being able to stand and swing a golf club.
I mean, they're showing Alex Smith stuff here on TV with the rods in it. I don't want, oh, no, turn it off. And that guy played football. Yeesh. He screws on his leg. Oh, man. Like the halo.
It's not impossible. It's not unthinkable. Man, this from everyone who has spoken about this and all the reports coming out about the surgeries and about the what the process is now. It is going to be, you know, you think you're impressed with the ways he's been able to, you know, change and overcome adversity and come back before. If he were ever able to just so much as tee it up in a regular tournament and be able to do that again, that in and of itself would be an amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, it would. And you said that part about he's a golfer first and foremost, that part that you were talking about earlier, that he's still a golfer. That is what he does. When we were talking about the Dan Wetzel column today and Tiger transitioning from being everyday golfer to everyday dad.
Yeah.
Right? In the personal life. I would almost have more respect for him if he just said, guys, come on, cut the crap. It's over. I got to focus on my life now. Like, wouldn't you on some level respect that?
I would, but...
I don't need to come back and play a weekend of golf to validate anything.
Even though that's what he's done to validate his entire existence.
He's not programmed.
You're asking him to completely do a 180 as a human being.
Deprogram yourself. Because I love watching Tiger the golfer. I mean, Tiger the guy.
I don't know what kind of motivation he's going to need. I mean, we're not talking about, okay, now I can just focus on being a dad. No, you got to focus on being able to walk. Why is his motivate, you know, what's his motivation going to be to walk again so that he can be a dad? You can be a dad and have limited mobility. He may need this, the idea that he is going to play again in order to really give it everything in rehabilitation. I'm not saying he's a bad person because of it. I'm saying he is a different person from any of us, from other golfers, from other athletes. This guy has been wired and trained and lived differently from the age of two.
Right. And you know, the what do you call them? The knee-jerk medical reactions from those in the medical community.
Yeah.
I think that to sort of assume, I don't think it's, we're not even 24 hours removed from the accident yet. I don't think it's safe to assume that he's out of the woods on the injury front.
Infections and stuff. Like I said,
exactly,
I keep deferring to the Alex Smith thing.
And this is why I go back to this one more time with you on this. Do you remember the time difference between Alex Smith's injury and when you started to hear that the
remember they were going to take the, they were going to take the leg,
the possibility of amputation?
Yeah,
that wasn't immediate.
No, it
that
got
came
to the
up
point
in the
where
weeks
they were
following because of the infection that he was dealing with. So I wouldn't say that he's out of the woods on that front yet.
Right.
That that's still a concern, I'm sure, of the doctors that are treating him right now.
Or you get all the crazy doctors that just do any interview that haven't examined him.
And Hardy brought it up in relieving that pressure, worried about infection, nerve damage, blood flow issues. All of those things are still in play. All of that is something that is still going on, that is still obviously very fresh. And he was in surgery for a very long time. He was in surgery for many hours yesterday, having his you know, leg reassembled, basically. That's, you know, new. And who knows if it's the only surgery he's going to require here this week on what it is he's dealing with.
They put that rod in. It's not like you get a little incision. It's like you got to open it up and get that rod in and screw it in and you stitch it up.
Yes.
Maybe you leave it open for swelling. I don't know.
617-779-0985. Tiger and the Celtics in the mix. Your calls are on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
What do I?
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The vehicle travels several hundred feet from the center center divider at the intersection and rested on the west side of the road in the brush, sustained major damage to the vehicle. You've seen all the images of that. With that, our Lomita Sheriff Station will be conducting the traffic investigation, and it'll take from days to several weeks to get the whole thing together. Once the investigation is completed, we will provide a detailed report. It'll be available, you know, based on public record act request, and we will not discuss it any further after that point.
More from Alex Villanueva yesterday,
yep.
L.A. County Sheriff, after the accident. Steve in the car used to live in that area. Is that right, Steve?
That's right. Yeah. Thanks, guys. I lived in a neighborhood right next to where he crashed. It's a very steep hill right there. And, you could just take your foot off the gas and you could coast to a pretty high speed. So it wouldn't take much if you dozed off or whatever it was, you could get in trouble pretty fast. There's about three quarters of the way down, there's actually an emergency off-ramp.
Yeah.
You know, for some of the trucks, you know, when you see those on the, you know, Western Mass and things like that. So, yeah, no, it's a pretty scary area.
Yeah. And that was mentioned by authorities there yesterday.
Mm. Real quick, though, we need to thank my buddy TJ from Parker's Pub in Rentham.
Yeah, they wanted to celebrate your return today.
On my return, very nice sweatshirts they sent in. The steak tips there, he has retooled. Beetle,
they're retooled. Don't go back.
Worried about them being too dry. This is his new style, and he's got the best wings around. So, Parker's Pub, Shear Street in Rentham.
Homozo.
And they have a great sweatshirt.
Awesome looking sweatshirt.
Nice shirt. I got a sweatshirt. There are three of them.
Yeah, I got one too.
Labeled.
Got a 3X. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Oh, what a food drop. I mean, like, he said, how many people
how
you
thoughtful.
Have?
How thoughtful of him.
Look at that. That's a nice sweatshirt, right?
Oh, no, that's a nice one.
These are
too.
So nice. Yeah. They won't put them on a sandwich.
Did T-Bone get a sweatshirt, or they're just the three?
Unfortunately, on this one, just the three.
Specifically labeled.
Some food, Roger. Yeah. But
I feel targeted.
Parker's Pub.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very nice.
Great local institution there in Rentham.
That's right.
Great spot.
You might see Pat Chung there if you go. check him out.
Oh, yeah, that's the draw. That's what they say.
My man.
You want to see Pat, that's where you go.
Yep. Well, I was watching that Kansas City game with him. Yep.
Bob in Ludlow. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hello.
Oh.
Hey, I'm sorry for Western Mass. I want to go to that Parker's Pub.
Yeah, well, you got to go to Rentham.
Rentham, yeah. I'm from around Springfield area.
He has crab legs there, too.
Oh, man. Thanks a lot, guys.
Sure. Okay, you're welcome.
Hey, listen, I want to talk about Tiger, if I could, there. Tiger is possessed to beat Jack Nicklaus's neck thing, so he'll go on 1.5 legs if he has to golf. I mean,
I agree.
You know, it's just, and I brought this up to my buddies. Tiger Woods never has a rival in golf. You know, like Bird had Magic and Brady had Manning, or, you know, everybody, you know, you played for second place. Granted, Tiger Woods is a great golfer, but, I mean, in his era, he never had to play guys that Nicklaus and stuff had.
Phil was sort of the guy, his rival.
But, like, Jack and, you know, they only had, like, one or two guys. And, you know, Greg Norman, Hardy, you're more of the golf guy than me, but when Sergio was sort of in his prime, Justin Leonard.
They could. I don't
know. DJ Singh. Yeah. I mean, Ernie Els. They all hit the ball well. Phil.
This bugs me because, first of all, it's impossible to prove. You just say, like, well, Jack had to play better competition. I don't believe that, number one. And Tom Watson, Lee Trevino, Arnold Palmer, very good players. Arnold Palmer was toward the end when Jack came onto the scene. Just like Nick Faldo was not really at the end, but once Tiger came along, Nick Faldo stopped winning Masters. Then it was Tiger's turn. Tiger was so much better than anyone else for so long. The easy thing to say is, well, he never had anyone to challenge him because he was so dominant over the other players.
Right.
Jack had great duels with Tom Watson at the British Open, and Jack had great duels with Lee Trevino. But Jack also, you know, of those 19 runner-up finishes that people love to point out, Jack got beat by some scrubs a few of those times. You know, the 71 Masters, oh, that was one of Jack's runner-up finishes. Yes, to Charles Cootie, because Jack had four three-putts and shot a 37 on the back and just didn't show up that day.
Was Cootie related to Dusty Gooch?
Probably.
There you go. They tried to paint Phil as his rival in that the documentary.
Phil is one of the best golfers of all time. He's won multiple majors. Yes, he won some majors when Tiger did not.
Yes.
And those guys didn't seem to like each other.
Yeah. Jack,
for long stretches.
Jack lost to Bobby Nichols and Dave Marr. You know, one major winners. Jack lost to Robert DiVincenzo, who won one Masters once. You know, it wasn't always him getting beat by these other guys. And the fact is, he got beat. And second place in a major championship is fantastic. But I don't think it takes away from Tiger to say that, well, he didn't finish runner-up nearly as many times as Jack. No, there were some tournaments where he got outplayed by some other scrubs. Y.E. Yang at the PGA Championship. Right. Okay, that was one of his runner-up finishes. Rich Beam was another one. That was another one of Tiger's six runner-up finishes. But when Tiger was winning, he was lapping the field. Margin of victory, win percentage, his win percentage in majors and tournaments in general. He was so much better than anyone else. They literally changed the game because of Tiger. Golf courses today are different now than they were in 1997.
That's the biggest point.
The Masters decided, well, we can't have this happen again. We can't have a kid come out here and win by 12 strokes the second time he's ever played the course. We need to start changing things.
It speaks to the level of play being much higher now than it was when Jack was golfing.
Sure. And it elevated everybody else.
It's the truth.
You know, Jack was a great intimidator and a great competitor and a great champion. But when Tiger Woods would run up on the range there at Isleworth or at his home club, and a couple of pros are out there getting ready to go to the British Open the next week, and he grabs a 3-iron out of one of their bags, one of my favorite Tiger Woods stories, dripping with sweat after a 10-mile run, and starts hitting 240-yard stingers with another guy's club, no glove, dripping with sweat. These two guys look at each other and say, why are we even flying?
Why are we here?
Why are we flying across the Atlantic Ocean to play this guy next week? We can't beat him. And we are among the 100 or so best golfers in the world. And we know we have no chance because he's so much better than us.
Yeah.
Is it because those guys sucked? Or is it because Tiger is that much better? What is the difference when you're talking about the disparity? And that's why
he's that much better. There's four in the world.
The Jack Nicklaus people will say the competition was better. I say Tiger was that much better than the competition. It can't be proved either way, but you have facts to support both sides. But I say his winning percentage, his margin of victory, and yes, that intimidation factor. Right. If he had the lead after three rounds, then he won. That people wilted. That's part of what makes him such a great champion at the Masters 2 years ago in 2019. He was not leading going on the back nine. He was sitting there and he just waited. He waited for Dustin Johnson and Tony Finau and Francesco Molinari to put their tee shots into the drink on 12. It's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to step up there, and the moment is not too big for me because I'm Tiger. And at the end of the day, even at my age and with a different game and you guys are out driving me, I'm better than you. Huh. I'm still better than you.
Do you think that means he's coming back?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so either, but I am not so, counting him out.
Alan in California. Alan.
20-foot surf in Palos Verdes. Oh, the memories. Oh, my God, is that place incredible to surf. The bad part is when you come in, you find that your truck or your car is all bashed in from the locals. They had a – I used to have a fortress right on the up-
– What? Why do I care about any of this? Because, sir, you can't surf on someone's territory. Yeah. Like when they establish it, they'll beat the hell out of your cars.
Right.
That was not Tiger Woods related from what I could tell. Bill in Duxbury on Tiger Woods. Bill.
Yeah, so – it was a 2021 Genesis. This is a pretty advanced car. He didn't own it, so they were letting him use it. They'll let have a black box, or it has one of those insurance things that tracks how fast it was going, what you were doing. I haven't heard anyone ask the question, or the police even address it. I don't know. Just a question I'll hang up.
From what I know about those things, those don't typically get pulled and examined unless there's a fatality.
Yeah. I mean, and
well, I don't think you're going to get the data from the car.
You got extensive, you had it, an extensive investigation yesterday. Like that car was there forever. I mean, till late in the evening. And you talk about West Coast time, 7:15 is when it happened. Well, they didn't extricate that car until
police and fire said it's not uncommon for a violent accident of that nature to take several hours to clear the scene. And this, you know, this wasn't pulling this thing off the side of the road and taking the coal shovel out to shovel up the windshield.
They said there's video too.
Get the wrecker with the crane to pull it up.
Yeah. They said not uncommon. Now they did not admit to taking more time in this investigation because of the occupant of the vehicle, but I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe used a little more care knowing they were going to be under great scrutiny under this investigation. But the fact that it took that long, they said, not all that in common. It routinely takes in a crash like that, roll over down the hill, got to get all this equipment in there. It's a couple few hours, sure.
More on the Celtics, more on Tiger, and I got a Bruins thought for you guys today, if you don't mind.
Oh, that's great.
If you have time for that.
Xanadu will be all fired up.
I think there's some bad news on the Bruins front. We'll do that in a little bit. Yeah.
What?
Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Working to keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7.
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985 is the phone number. This is completely random, but have you guys heard about the Top Shot stuff? You've been following this at all? I did not tell you I was going to bring this up. I apologize for that.
I have no clue what Top Shot is.
Have you paid attention
to this?
It's
like Top Golf?
No. T-Bone?
It's like Top Chef?
You don't know either? So it's these digital clips of NBA plays and players that are collected, I would say, to make it easily understood, in a digital wallet, if you will. Like you're trading crypto.
Oh!
Right? And you get possession of the video clip of a play from an NBA game.
This is like my kid collecting Pokemon cards.
Yes. Along those lines. It is the same as collecting baseball cards, but it's a digital piece of property, I guess you could say.
There's only one of them?
So, depends. It depends. But they are all the rage right now. All the rage.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if anyone had gotten involved in it yet to see what it's all about.
Concerning my reaction, I would say no.
Officially licensed digital collectibles.
Are you got any time for this at home?
There's been over $200 million in sales across rookies, vets, and rising star players. Collections of digital memorabilia in the form of video clips of NBA games. And they've sold the clips.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And
I want you to shut up.
$200 million doing it. The league has made $200 million.
Understand. And I want you to shut up. Digital memorabilia?
Yes. The league has raked in $200 million so far.
I do not get it.
How about that?
I don't get it. I don't get it either. I don't know why. I guess you can make the comp, it's no different than collecting anything.
But it is. My whole thing with memorabilia is, but you remember when we were trying to collect the stuff for Jim's shelf? The only stuff that really truly interests me is the stuff that is either unique or close to being unique. Like there's only a couple of these.
The problem is I don't think it's memorabilia collectors that are buying them.
Who's buying them?
I think it's all these nerds that are into speculative markets and assets that they can flip. And I think that's awesome. I think it's like this big game of trading anything.
I'm on the website right now.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown jump shot base set, which I don't know what it is.
So
Series 2, lowest price $79, highest price $250,000.
$79 to own some clips of Jaylen Brown taking jump shots.
Highest price,
why can't I watch it on NBC Sports Boston?
You can watch it on YouTube.
But you own the clip?
You don't own the rights to it. You just have
the hell am I going
to
buy it for?
You just have the right to have it within your portfolio on this platform.
I revert back to my original statement.
Obnoxious,
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
What are we doing here?
How about I just screen record this one?
Hey, Hardy. I'm going to go home after work today. I'm going to take videos of my kids sledding. And you could buy them for as low as $79. And you're going to have that sucker. I'm still going to be able to watch my videos that I took of them.
Do I own the rights to the clip?
Well, yeah, you can do what you want with the clip.
I do not own the rights to the clip.
Hardy, this has been my sort of take on when there are rare, expensive basketball cards or baseball cards that are now newer cards that have been produced recently.
Yeah.
I just don't see. I know that there are obviously people that put a high value on them. I don't. You know why? They could hit print at the factory and make another one tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's rare about it?
Right.
Now, if you have a Mickey Mantle card from 75 years ago, well, then maybe we're talking about something.
There you go.
That's rare. You can't make another one of those. You can reproduce it, but it's not the real thing. That's why I don't. This would fall under that category. What's the value in this? You just make another one. Nothing stopping anybody from producing 10 of whatever it is you just bought for $79 for some Jaylen Brown clips. Well, he is an all-star now.
But what does highest price $250,000 mean?
I don't know. This is why I was asking. Has anyone seen any? Has anyone fully understood this?
Top Shots?
Top Shot. Go to NBATopShot.com.
So it's just strictly NBA.
I'm sorry?
It is just strictly NBA.
Oh, as far as, it's right now. Okay. I'm sure there will now be copycats. Yeah. When does the NFL's version of this begin?
Like Cam Newton completions.
$79 to put that in the wallet. How do you feel?
I'm going to pass on it. Yeah.
Do you know the agent? I think he used to represent Antonio Brown. I don't believe he does anymore.
Resonance.
No. I think it was he did something else for him. Darren Heitner, I believe his name is, on Twitter. I know that he had some involvement at some point with him. Mm. He tweeted about it the other day and said, okay, I just checked it out. I wanted to see what it was all about. So I bought two and then sold them the following day at a 55% increase. He made 55% in one day.
He found two people more stupid than he is.
Yeah.
Where do they live?
Thank you.
These top shot things that you would purchase. Do they live on your phone? Do they send you anything?
You have forever.
Is there?
In an app.
It's in your iCloud.
It's like Bitcoin.
So it's really an idea of something.
What if, like,
here it is.
What if people had limited swings of Manny Ramirez that Billy Lanny bought? He would never sell them.
Here's what he tweeted. Purchased two NBA Top Shot moments over the weekend. Sold them today for a 55% gain. Mainly transacted to get a better appreciation for the process. Not difficult, but would be much easier with an app as opposed to a website interface. So there's not an app yet, is what he's saying. Jake in Boston, our digital guy, what do you have on this NBA Top Shot situation?
All right, I'm a big crypto guy, as you guys know. The difference between Bitcoin, you should get into it. I'll talk to you about it offline. The difference between Bitcoin and digital currencies and this is, as you mentioned, Mark, you could turn on the printer at any time. But that's why people are investing in digital currencies like Bitcoin is. The Fed's done that for the last year. The Fed's printed all this money. With the cards or with NBA Top Shot, the thing that keeps me out and the thing that would draw me in is the exclusive license. And you could see the leagues want the exclusive license. That's what the NFL is talking about with ESPN in terms of TV rights. So since the leagues and the TV companies own that exclusive license to resell that footage, the Top Shot thing is meaningless. It doesn't mean anything. It's like GameStop 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's all being fueled by hype. Now, if the leagues and the TV networks were to give up that, you know, that ability to license the footage, the clips, to the open market, then there's not enough money in the world that could flow in there. Like, imagine owning the Malice in the Palace clip, or imagine owning Bird Steel and being the exclusive property to license that out.
But they would never do that. That's a different type of explanation.
They would
never agree to that.
Like when Terry O'Reilly went up over the glass. Own that clip.
Beetle, on the site they have packs. They look like these foil packs.
Yeah, they're basically mimicking trading cards, but in the form of video clips. And there are digital trading cards, too, that the major manufacturers, et cetera, Tops, whatever, have made over the years. I don't think they've really cotton on like this has.
If you buy this thing, do they send you a pack? And if so, what's in the pack?
No, digital. Digital.
So this is just an artist's
imagery.
Render.
That's just imagery to give you an idea.
Yeah.
Well, I hate this. I really do.
I'm very upset. I'm sorry you hate it.
I'm kind of with Hardy on this.
It's obnoxious. All of it. And at some point, if the platform gets shut down or they decide they don't want to do it anymore, what happens to all your clips?
Every night, an NBA star does something so amazing, you need to watch the highlight on repeat. Like now you can make those plays yours, all officially licensed by the NBA and minted on the blockchain.
Minted.
In limited supply. Oh,
wait a minute.
So imagine.
Don't you hate what this world has become?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Imagine if you could own, say, Lucas 3 at the end of the game.
Yes, you could. You can own that.
Or Tice's brick that he shot on a 3.
Can you buy a Tice brick? Top Shot people. Can I buy
the Williams putback?
Can I buy the Celtics sucking on there?
Scal's play the game. The slam dunk.
Can I buy fadeaway? Time Lord. Can I buy fadeaway misses by Tatum on there? Is that available? Is hero ball shots available on the Top Shot? I'm just wondering. Just a question.
You know what?
Very little value. There's too much inventory.
28-4.
We got a million of those. There's a million of those available. The Bruins. A couple of news items on the Bruins today that are not positive developments that I wanted to touch on quickly.
Oh.
And the rest of the schedule for the Bees. We'll do that coming up next.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Here's my thought on the Bruins today. Bad news on the Bruins front.
Well, you say bad news, like people like
Lozon's out.
Okay,
Lozon's out for a month.
Okay,
minimum. He fractured his hand. That's what it was the other day. Hardy, remember we talked about it yesterday.
Who's the kid they had here back in the day with the rebuilt hand?
Richie. Richie's brother.
Oh, my God.
Was that him?
Brett Conley.
Ah, why do I always do that? Why do I think it was Richie's brother?
Brett Richie.
Right.
Richie.
Conley. Conley had the old jelly hand.
Jelly hand.
Well, now you've got Lozon with a broken hand and Kevin Miller. I said it yesterday. I said, oh, good news. Kevin Miller. Guess what? Kevin Miller didn't feel so good today. Kevin Miller still hurt. Still hurt and was, according to Connor Ryan, Bruce Cassidy said Kevin Miller will not travel with the team today. His knee was not feeling great after skating yesterday.
Okay.
Quote, we're going to be cautious. So they're, as we said, they're losing defensemen left and right. Lozon out for a month. He'll be reevaluated. Mm-hmm. Miller's not feeling great. And the Bruins have 40 games left over the next 73 days.
Ooh. So you're going to pack them in. It's going to put more pressure on your goalies.
How do you feel about that haul between now and May 8th when the season regular season concludes?
I really wish that trade for Sidney Crosby came through, man. So you have two frontline centers. That'd be great. I'm kidding. It's going to put pressure on your back end, no doubt about it. And your goalies are going to have to stand on their heads at times. And you really can't afford like something with Pasternak to happen for like 2 or 3 weeks. Can't have any of those frontline forwards get nicked. So you got to be careful. But they're good enough right now, and they're on a roll to where, okay, maybe we have the ability to manage this with Miller a little bit. You're not like the Celtics where you're struggling, you're under 500, and you get pressure to play people. Like, once Smart coming back, we got to get Marcus Smart back. You have the opportunity to be cautious here. So nothing you can do about a broken hand, though. That's, you're out. Can't grip the stick.
Lines today in practice. Marchand, Bergeron, Pasternak up top. Richie, Coyle, Smith. Bjork, Stanika, DeBrusk on the third line. That's what you have. So that DeBrusk on the top line, that's not happening at the moment.
It lasted about 10 minutes.
That's not happening at the moment. I don't know what
you could
there.
You could count that in shifts.
Doesn't look like that was going to stick, and it didn't.
10 minutes real time.
Yeah.
We had a good teacher moment the other night.
What happened there? I'm sure he's going to get asked, or maybe did get asked about it, and I haven't seen a tweet on that yet, but what happened to that idea? That idea was just going on like 5 days ago.
Tough to think that they would look at what happened in Lake Tahoe and say, I don't like what we saw out there. How can you tell that game?
Sorry, Zoe, you were going to say something there. What do you got?
No, it was funny. Just that you mentioned Bjork, and I said, good teaching moment the other day. My kid's like, you know, who's this Bjork guy? And I said, well, it's the J Silent. It's Bjork. And he's like, what do you mean it's Bjork? I'm like, he can't figure it out. I mean, I can't tell you why. Just there's certain, you know, pronunciations, you know, with the language where, you know, something's silent. Then I tried to come up with words, and I couldn't. Other words, like, there's a PH where it's instead of F. He's like, that's right. So He knows how to say Bjork now.
This is really good stuff.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Bjork.
I let it go. No, the PH thing. What?
No, but he's like.
You a fan of Bjork's music?
I used to be, yes.
Really?
Until she wore that bird to. Remember, she dressed herself with like that wraparound ostrich.
What's your favorite Bjork song?
Kiss Me. Kiss Them For Me.
That's not Bjork.
My Name Is Luca. She. Wait a minute. She did have a good one, Harvey.
I can't name a Bjork song.
No, I know the second I heard it.
It's oh so quiet, and I can't stand Bjork. There's two songs. There's one called It's Oh So Quiet. It's like an orchestral, big band-y sounding thing. And there's one, I can hear it, but I don't know the name of it.
Yeah, like I would hear it and know it.
Birthday. That's with the sugar cubes, though. That doesn't count.
Play it. Come on.
Wanted to mention something else quickly that happened with the Canadiens. Claude Julien.
Yeah.
Fired by the Canadiens today. He is out as the head coach there. I just want to revisit a take from years ago. Told you it wouldn't matter. Told you it didn't matter, and it didn't matter that the Bruins let him go there. Didn't make a lick of difference in the end. He got fired there, and they haven't been very good, so whatever. Remember that, though? How big of a deal? How could you dare let him go to the Canadiens?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't even good enough to be your coach, and you fired him. And now he's fired again. Claude Julien out today as head coach in Montreal. 617-779-0985. Celtics, that's obviously in the mix. They're a disaster. If you want to talk about it, then you talk about it.
We've done 3 hours without like getting into Cam Newton. It's been a good day.
We haven't talked any football today.
We haven't.
The crash with Tiger Woods yesterday. Yep. NBA Top Shot. Now the Bruins are on the table.
No, you're doing the Top Shot thing. Like,
I want to know more about the Top Shot.
Hey, Artie. Yeah. He wants to. It's on him.
Let me read you a Terry Rozier tweet taking us into headlines. You want to do that? Thank you to Furio who tagged us in all of these.
Furio, the guy from the Sopranos.
Yeah.
Furio made us aware of this Terry Rozier tweet from 15 hours ago. I just want to make Hardy angry going into headlines. He tweeted, if you buy my $100,000 jersey number moment, you will get two floor seats to a future game with a chance to hang out with me and some of my teammates after.
Oh, lucky me.
Plus a signed jersey at NBA Top Shot.
Oh, go away. Just go away.
$100,000. Here's Hardy with headlines.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.